بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن كفر بعد ذلك منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل. In the ayah that we are reading, Allah Ta'ala explained the place that He had taken with Bani Israel. And it is mentioned in the Quran Sharif that we take lessons from it. And Allah said that if you complete that pledge, then I promise you two things. There are various things which Allah has promised in various parts of the Quran Sharif. Here Allah has mentioned two things. وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا كَفَّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. The first is that I will forgive all your sins. And no matter how much a person tries, but he can never be perfect. So whatever shortcomings there will be, this is also the kindness and great graces of Allah that He will forgive all your sins when we try to fulfill those pledges. And the second, وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. And I will enter you into gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. That is all the further and the kindness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. On the other hand, if the pledge is not fulfilled, this is the direction to the Bani Israel, but a lesson for us also, all the recipients of the Quran Sharif and the Muslims, the readers of the Quran Sharif. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ. پھر جو کوئی کافر ہوا تم میں سے اس کے بعد. Whoever have denied, made kufr after that, after making the pledge, agreeing to Allah Ta'ala, but then did not fulfill that pledge of whatever the commands, all the commands of Allah Ta'ala are, the namazes, etc., rozas, whatever, we have pledged that we will fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. A person who does not do that, and he goes beyond all the limits and goes to disbelief also, Allah protect us. And a person who disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ, تو وہ بہتا گمرا ہوا سیدھے راستے سے. Then that person has gone astray from the straight path. The straight path which Allah Ta'ala had chalked out that we should follow. And now a person does not fulfill the pledges that he has made with Allah, the covenant. Then that person has gone on the wrong path and fallen in a very deep hole, a hole of destruction. So that is the result of not fulfilling the pledges of Allah Ta'ala. And all this starts from like small things, and then we don't realize it goes to bigger and bigger things. A person must be on his guard all the time. This is directly mentioned for the Bani Israel, the people of before. But Allah has mentioned it in the Quran Sharif so that we take a lesson. And then we understand and we fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. In the ayat in front, Allah Ta'ala explains some of the punishments which Allah Ta'ala then had meted out to these people in this very world. Of course, the real punishment is in the akhirah, not in this world. In this world, whatever even the punishment of Allah is in most cases for us to take a lesson, to come to our senses. It is the alarm that has gone on, that now please come to your senses and correct yourself. So we should take great lessons from this, that we should try our utmost, as we are reading in the Riyad al-Salihin, in the Hadith Kitab, about commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and many other commandments of Allah Ta'ala to the best of our ability. Our first and foremost duty is to fulfill the commands of Allah. And that is what we must strive. In return, Allah Ta'ala has promised that He will see to all our needs. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and to try our utmost to fulfill our pledges and promises. And wherever we have erred, to ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Never to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah's mercy is all embracing, and never let up on asking for forgiveness from Allah. There will be always shortcomings in our lives, and we must continuously ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq.